Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
And today's live cattle and feeder cattle futures contracts were under pressure, with December down 87 at 108 even, February live cattle down $1.37 at 111.02, April down $1.02 at 115.10. Feeder cattle were down as well. They were $1.97 lower in the January at 137.80. The March is down $1.27 at 138.15. April $1.32 lower, May $1.47 lower. So right there from $1.30 to $2 lower on these contracts. Technically speaking, the March feeder cattle did go and make new lows for about the past 10 or so trading days. Today's low in the March feeder was 137.25, about 75 lower than it closed. The next low was set back on November the 20th at 132.45. We're still above the 50-day moving average on the feeder cattle, which is different than on the live cattle. The live cattle made new lows today as well. They're below the 20 and 50-day moving average. Today's low of 110.85, it looks kind of, that's where it's going to close. The previous low was 109.82 back on November the 19th. The box beef market was down again today. Its choice was $233.54, down $1.48. That's over $10 off of its high, so it's starting to come down. And that reflects the 109 to 110 cash trade we saw at the end of last week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now, Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Well, the grain futures were lower overnight, but came back throughout today's trading session. The corn was 2.5 to 4 cents higher, with December up 2.5 at 419. March corn was up 3.5 at 422.75. The soybeans were selling back off right at the very end, actually. January down 4.5 at 1156.75. March is down 2.5. At one point early this morning, the soybeans were down as much as 15 cents, and then up 5 or 6 cents at one point before selling off right into the close. Kansas City wheat was 1 to 2.5 cents higher, and the Chicago wheat up 2 to 4 cents higher. Early this morning, the talk was that there was no threatening weather at this time in South America for their production, and so that was a little bit of weighing on those prices. You know, 2 or 3 weeks ago there was a little bit of fear of drought, but that seems to be going away. And also, there's some talk that Russia may increase their export quota, and for wheat, and that could also pressure prices worldwide. And then at the end of this week, we have a USDA report that's going to give us the updated U.S. and world ending stocks, and that'll be the thing that drives us probably for the remainder of the week, and what that report will tell us. You know, the corn and beans have rallied substantially with the at one point soybeans over $3 higher off of their low. So if we have a bit of a pullback, I don't think that would be much of a surprise.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis at 774-31-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.